Hello, everybody. Welcome to another After Dark in the afternoon, I guess. In the noon, we're fresh out of the movie theater.
Hot as shit.
Yeah. Welcome to our glory hole known as the Desert Valley.
Don't use that terminology.
I'm having a wonderful day, Peter.
It's okay.
I have a Guardians of the Galaxy Coke with me. I got a free poster right here. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy poster. This one. Yeah. Thank you, Future Kyle, for editing the poster in.
Probably won't even edit it.
I think it is amazing that, I don't know, I'm just in a blissful mood. I have a lot of things to say about this movie. First of all, they had some good songs in this, but the soundtrack was not as good as the first movies. I think that Chris Pratt was good in this movie. I think that I really liked how they expanded his character a little bit more through the eyes of his dad. With Ego the Living Planet. That was pretty cool to see. Kurt Russell. He was definitely better than Ronan in terms of what he did. And I think that the whole movie, it was a little subpar to the first one. It was still a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was definitely more colorful than the first movie. Mm-hmm. And I think that it definitely showcased these characters. This is, if you look at the movie as a whole, it's definitely a character piece with these different characters. And that's where the line is drawn in terms of what the movie did. There's a lot of humor in this for sure. Michael Rooker as Yondu, they really expanded his character, and he was actually pretty good. I think that Michael Rooker did amazing in this. That's my thoughts on it. A lot of cool action sequences. Bits and pieces of it were drawn out too much, but overall, I think that this is a good popcorn flick movie.
This movie was shit.
Okay.
I just did that for Alexis. I'm not gonna tell him what my opinions is, and neither are you, and I'm just telling him, look at this video, and I want that to be his first reaction, because I know he's gonna get pissed off. No, I actually really liked it.
Okay.
I know for a split second that's really gonna tick him off. So.
It'll be watch his reaction to this video so fucking bad. This is good. I'm having a good day.
No, it was good. I would say, yeah, it's not as good as the first one. It feels like they let James Gunn be more James Gunn
than this. Yeah, one. I definitely saw all of his James Gunn-isms throughout the whole entire thing.
And that's the part I really liked. But then a piece of it also felt like James Gunn felt a need to give people what he thought they wanted. So, like, he's like, oh, people really love the jokes. Really throw them at him. I think about, like, 25% of the jokes. It would have been perfect if you just, like, slide a fourth of the jokes out of there.
Uh-huh.
Because it felt like they were shoved in a little bit too much.
Like, it was too much? Was it almost, would you consider it, like, Lego Batman level, too much jokes?
No, that's a completely different kind of movie.
Okay.
I just think with just, like, 25%, take that out of there, one-fourth, I think it would be perfect, the right amount. And it's colorful as shit.
It is colorful as shit.
And a lot of the times I really liked it. I liked a lot of the times he went out there and did crazy shit. And a lot of times it's like, oh, like, someone should have, like, stopped you a little bit. Just pulled you back just a tiny bit. But I think the reason why people aren't liking this as much is because one of the great things about Guardians of the Galaxy is it did a really good job of having a balance. So it was zany, but it didn't get too zany. Very funny, but it didn't overdo it. A lot of action, but not too much. Like, you know, a standard story, but it didn't go too far either way. It was very, very evenly done with everything. It found a great, great balance in it.
Okay.
And with the sequel is definitely out of balance. And I think it doesn't make a bad film at all, but it does make a lesser film to an extent than the first one. But it's still a really good film. I think it's really great. All the stuff with the characters is fine. Yeah. I thought it was gonna... people made it seem a lot worse, like with there was no story and like the pacing seemed off.
There was a shit ton of story.
There wasn't a lot of story. Like, if you were to tell me what the story is, like, there's really no story.
Well, not like in terms of like plot, but in terms of character. Like, there was a bunch of character story with that.
That's different. You know, you spend a lot of time with the characters, but the story driving them is basically just like we're chilling with
a living Ego. Planet.
Yeah, and then these gold people are trying to take them out. But it never felt like, because people said it kind of felt random.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it felt like they were meandering and wasn't going anywhere. It always felt like it was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right after they land on Ego, you know, to get the gold people hire the Ravagers, and then they get caught, and then they go to try and save from Ego. So it's not a lot of story, but it never felt like... I never sat there going, like, where's this going? Like, I had no idea what was going on. I was like, no, I can see where it's going. It's definitely a lot less story, and again, that's why the balance is off, but I could still see where it was going. And the pace and everything, it was definitely not as bad as I had lower expectations, but it was definitely not as bad as people had made it out. I think it was really, really good. I liked it better than Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Which came out, was the last Marvel movie out, and I thought that was really good.
Okay, we gave our general thoughts, now get into spoilers. Mm-hmm. That scene when Yondu was taking over the ship from a mm-hmm. Taserface.
That was very, James Gunn.
Yeah, that was very James Gunn, but James Gunn, at its finest, almost. I liked how, like, they were, like, floating people. I liked how they utilized his arrow thing throughout the whole thing.
Well, because it was, like, extreme violence with extreme humor.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, and I love...
They were straight up murdering dudes in slow motion.
I love the dynamic between Rocket and Yondu.
Yeah.
That was a really good dynamic.
All the character interactions were pretty good.
Yeah, like, and then we surprisingly got the... somewhat of a love connection between Mantis and Drax.
Do you think there was a love connection?
It was something. In Drax's way. In Drax's messed up, non-metaphorical way. Yeah, it was.
Drax is one of the things where I think they took it too far. Where it's like, oh, people really liked Drax and thought he was funny in the first one. So let's just make him comedy relief guy. You know, he's supposed to be the muscle people are afraid of and stuff like that. And it kind of felt like they pushed him a little bit too far into the comedy. Because you can't have every single person be the comedy relief. You need a... Like I said, the first one had a much better balance.
Yeah.
But it still worked. And he was still a lot of fun. He was still funny. Dave Bautista has good comedic timing.
He is. Want to see him in more things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Groot.
You said I Am Groot way less in this film. I noticed that it was a lot more just him being
just cute, him doing stuff.
Yeah,
which he was pretty much the opening title of that movie.
That was cool.
It was you saw the chaos going on in the back. That was a good hook where you saw the chaos going on in the back, mm-hmm. and then you're following group dancing to the Awesome Mix Volume 2. And that right there is a good opener for this kind of movie, because you know the characters, you know the world that it is, and you know you were introduced to all the elements in the first one, and now you got it let the characters kind of be characters versus like mm-hmm. introducing the characters, which is another reason why I loved Iron Man 2 a lot. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people give it shit, but I think that the reason why I love Iron Man 2 is because Jon Favreau and crew, they let them be characters. You know, you saw just an ordinary chunk of their lives through Iron Man 2. And that's the same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That's the exact same thing that I felt about what they did with this.
I actually liked Ego.
Ego was pretty cool.
I liked him. I thought one of the things that movies have a lot of issues with,
yeah,
is how you portray godlike beings. How exactly, like, do you do that? Especially when you just have a raccoon and shit bite a literal planet. Like, just imagine having to sit down and think that out. Like, okay, their enemy is gonna be a god planet. How does that happen? You know, what do they do? I think they did a really good job. I like the way he was portrayed. I looked really cool with, like, you see his face on the planet, and you see him, like, regenerate into his human form.
I liked how he used his internal elements to fight the Guardians versus, like, oh, I'm here. Because he could have easily duplicated via genie style and fought all the Guardians.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked them.
Yeah, but the way that they did it, he used, like, the internal core to fight off the Guardians.
What's really popular in movies is just creating a bunch of mindless minions. He could have done that, like...
Yeah. Like rise, my fellow...
They're all pieces of him, but they're, like, they look like the putty people or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, it was, like, the tentacles and stuff. Like, it's weird, and I like...
Yeah.
All the... You could see Gunn getting into the weird shit, and it's cool. Like, the Watchers... you don't know who they are. They were the ones that were talking to Stan Lee.
Uh-huh.
The most famous one is Watu, the Watcher.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, it's these race of beings. I think I said that wrong. It's just these beings that their sole purpose is to watch over the universe. And, you know, just...
Oh, okay.
They're just kind of like, they're really big...
Is that kind of like a wink and a nod to the whole Stanley's cameo and everything is because he's the Watcher? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a wink and a nod to that?
He's a Watcher.
Because I felt that would make sense. Yeah.
What happens is, like, during every giant, like, Marvel event,
yeah,
Watu, he says, like, they're forbidden from intervening.
Yeah.
But then he always intervenes and says, you know, if I don't intervene, the world will be destroyed, so I must help you, Avenger, da da da. And then, like, he gives them some advice, or he, like, he does something to help them.
Very Obi-Wan Kenobi-ish in A New Hope.
From a certain point of view. But, yeah, so it's that was really cool. I love how everything that I say that I can possibly think about comic books where I'm like, that's such bull, like, even though I may like it in the comic books,
yeah,
it's such bullshit that would never work on the big screen. James Gunn like takes that as a challenge.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck you, and he does it.
Yeah, and it works and it's great and I love it. But again, I feel like I would like this movie so much more if they just pulled back a little bit on the humor. Because the emotional stuff was really where the film was at.
Yeah, because, like, when, like, there was this key moment. There was this key moment in the movie that got me choked up and got me... When Yondu was saving Peter Quill after they destroyed Ego. And they went into space, and he said, he may have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy. just that kind of moment, like, it really, it was surprising. This movie, surprisingly, was really emotional. Like, when he found out that, when Peter found out that Ego, gave his mom cancer and killed her, that emotional weight was pretty outstanding seeing. And also another thing, Chris Pratt, I think that he did a good job in this movie.
Yeah.
He did a really good job. I think they all did a good job in this movie.
But another thing, too, is that I can notice, especially in this film, the rhythm of James Gunn. Like, I can see what he's doing. Like, you can see, like, you know, action, slow down, emotional moment, action. Like, I could see almost, like, the flow of the film, and it's not technically bad, but it becomes very predictable, and it makes the weightier moments have less weight, because I found myself being like, okay, this happens, so that means an emotional moment's gonna happen right here with these people, and because it would have like an ebb and flow of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not the biggest detraction from the film. I liked this film. I didn't love it. I wouldn't say it's great. I think the first Guardians is great. This is really good. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll be entertained. I liked it.
Me too. What did you think of the soundtrack?
It was good.
It was good.
You were bitching, like, oh, the soundtrack sucks.
There are a few songs that I like. I was disappointed that...
Randy.
I was disappointed that Fox on the Run by Sweet wasn't in there. But, because it was so heavily used in the promotional.
Yeah, that's true.
But Fox on the Run wasn't used in there.
That's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, well, that was another... episode, I guess.
After Light.
After Light, yeah. I got a free poster, Alexis.
Unnecessary.
Check out Doctor Who on BBC America and BBC One. Check it out on the BBC iPlayer. Check it out on iTunes or wherever you get your multimedia devices. So, without further ado, I'm Kyle Lira. This here is Peter Martinez, sometimes Alexis Soto, sometimes Alexis Moreno. We'll check you guys out under the spotlight later. Bye.